Yeah, I think they played really well. Especially the best thing about that was they were not in any sort of hurry, and there wasn't any panic. So when you're playing like that and you're not worried about a good ball and you're just concentrating on the next one, then it sometimes it happens. But it's all the game of patience. And obviously, they just gave us tough time, and they just took the game so close. But that's the beauty of this game, and I think that's why we all love this game, and we all want to play, and we all want to see this game. Yeah, I think that was a spell which really changed the game for us, because at that time England were really playing, going well, and actually just getting out route, and then a couple of more wickets. That was, I think, the key for us, especially taking a 100 plus lead in the first inning, and his spell was the key for us. Yeah, obviously, in these sort of games, you have to look for all the points, and the way they were batting, especially in the morning session, they really played well. And after that, we just got the breakthroughs, and then again after taking 8 wickets, there was a partnership, and that was really a frustrating one for us. So this is actually a game where you can just change it in a couple of balls, but if it's not happening, sometimes even last wicket can play for whole hour or 15, 20 overs. So we know that it's there, and obviously the pressure gonna be on them when it just comes close, and that's what happened. And Adil Rashid being played really well at the end, I think he made a mistake, and we just managed to win this game. I don't know, this could happen sometimes. Actually, everybody knows that our main specialist at that silly position is Azhar Ali, and unfortunately he's not playing this game. Sean is trying hard, but obviously sometimes it happens that you just miss the chances, but it's part of the game. It's obviously not easy when you're standing so close, and sometimes you can drop that, but he took a really good catch also in the first inning, so that could happen to anyone. Yeah, I think in both innings, especially they struggle, and that's where I think there was a difference between the two teams, because England really rely on their 6, 7, 8 really good batsmen, and normally they contribute heavily. I mean, Stokes been really performing well for England, and especially Butler, they are the key players, and not scoring runs here at that important number could really make a big difference for them. Actually, we are also part of that batting unit, so responsibilities lies on us. We have to really perform, and I think being the senior players, that's always lies with you. I mean, if somebody's in form, if somebody's scoring runs and having experience, obviously you have to show that responsibility. But I think other players are also getting runs. They are really performing well. Sarfraz, unfortunately, misses out in both test matches. But Asad Shafiq, the way he's batting, I think he's just contributing in every inning and getting better and better with every test match. So a couple of youngsters also. Malik, he just came back after such a long time, but he played really a good inning. Shaan Masood is also there. He's been contributing well. Hafeez played really good inning. So obviously in this test match, Yunus and me just scored crucial runs for Pakistan, but I think others are also contributing.